Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg and with me, of course. When you hear Monday, you know who's here. Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing.
Good morning.
Good morning, Malcolm. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm feeling good this morning.
I see. He's got a big smile on his face. You must have had a good golf game yesterday.
Well, I didn't play too well, but it was about 300 degrees, I think.
I said, what'd you do this weekend? He said, I played golf yesterday. I said, are you kidding me in this heat? Oh, my goodness. I'm impressed.
Well, you know that old song, Mad Dogs and Englishmen Go Out in the Midday Sun.
Yes. So you're one of the mad dogs.
One of the,
not the Englishman.
Mad dog and Englishman.
True. What time did you go out?
Actually, I have to say, it didn't feel as bad as other Sundays. It was, let me rephrase that. It did not feel as hot and humid as it did earlier in the week.
Interesting. Okay.
Now, I know today is going to be a record.
That's what they're saying. It's going to be, could be 100 today.
But I don't know if there was less humidity or whatever, but I just didn't feel it yesterday. Maybe I'm getting used to it.
Could be, yeah. But I applaud you because I thought it was too hot to go to the pool yesterday. I'm all about that AC. I'm so grateful to have air conditioning. Hello. I think about the early settlers back in the day, you know, whenever they first settled here and there was no air conditioning. No electricity, bugs. Can you imagine being in this kind of heat? And then they had those multi-layered dresses with all the petticoats. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
I spoke to my brother yesterday afternoon in England, and they've been having record heat. And, of course, they have very little air conditioning.
Oh.
So they just have to kind of open the windows and hope for the best.
Oh, that's got to be
miserable. Although there is usually at least a gentle breeze, which helps. But Europe is, I saw it got up to 110 air temperature in Spain in the last couple of days.
So wow.
It's becoming almost a worldwide thing.
Interesting. Wow. Okay. Well, I'm proud of you for getting out there and playing.
Well, thank you, but I don't know if it was the smartest thing in the world to do. Maybe I would have been better sitting in front of the TV and the air conditioning, but anyway.
All right, so what's happening?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, tell me what's happening with Ballinger Publishing and what's going on.
Well, first of all, I have to announce that we have selected a winner for the pet contest.
Oh, yay.
We got lots and lots of entries. I can't tell you which one won, because frankly, I don't know.
Okay, because you said you were not going to get involved in the selection. You said
I did not get involved, and so it's going to be a surprise to me when I see the printed publication.
Oh, I can't wait. When will it be on the newsstands?
Well, we're trying to get it to the printers today or tomorrow, so it should be back late next week.
Great. Because it's the August issue coming right up.
The August issue. It's our very first pet contest. Really gratifying that so many people have entered their little pet.
And you said all the pets that got entered are going to be in there.
Everyone is going to be featured.
That's exciting. Mm. That's really fun.
We had several cats entered.
Anything unusual?
No.
Mostly dogs and cats?
Dogs and cats.
Okay.
I was surprised.
I thought you might get an iguana or some, you know, a couple of interesting, because there are people and also birds. A lot of people have birds here.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought at least we'd get a horse in there.
Well, I wasn't thinking horses, but maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Horses can be pets.
Absolutely. And love just as much as a dog or cat, for sure.
Yeah. Well, horses are equally as intelligent as dogs and cats.
Mm-hmm.
She's looking at me.
No. What comes to mind for me, I was thinking about, you see a lot of times when people are going on retreats and things like that, and they have the people take the horse and they have to lift the horse's leg. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's like an exercise of how calm you are and your ability to communicate with the horse and relax. And so you have to tap the horse's leg to lift, and the horse won't do it if they're not feeling relaxed.
Oh.
So it's a kind of a little test.
I would think...
I've seen it in the movies. I haven't done it myself.
Might give you a little kick if you're not, if you're not careful.
Right. Mm. So it's interesting.
Don't mess with me.
Right. Mm. Well, we're talking with Malcolm Ballinger about horses and pets. So, if you've got a question, 850-437-1620.
Back to the contest.
Okay.
The editorial staff, led by Kelly and Morgan, have selected the winner. Again, I don't know which one won. I did look at all of the photos before they started judging, and I have my ideas. Again, I'm going to be as surprised as everybody else when I see the winner.
I don't know how you would pick. I would imagine every picture was great.
Well, yes.
I mean, absolutely.
I
don't know how you would pick one out of all of that.
Yes. Some very creative pictures and clearly a lot of love for their pets.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
So next week, maybe the week after we can talk about the winner.
Okay. I can't wait. I can't wait to see the cover. It's going to be, I'm really going to look forward to it.
Yes. In the meantime, if you turn to page 10 of Pensacola Magazine.
And that would be the July issue. And if you're at home, you can jump on a computer because there's a digital copy there as well. So you can join in the conversation and take a look there.
We have a brand new contributing columnist.
Oh.
Hilary Towns, who is the founder and owner of a curious wine shop.
Oh, okay.
She is going to write every month about wine.
Oh, how wonderful.
What's good, what's not so good, just what you need to know.
Oh, what we should have her come on the show one day because it is an expert panel, right?
And bring a couple of samples?
Sure. Let's get the day started off right, right? This is one problem. I don't drink, but okay.
Yeah. Well, I can drink your share.
There you can have my glass.
Well, Hillary talks about the history of wine in Florida. I don't know if you know, there are several wineries in Florida.
When you told me that this morning, I looked blankly. I said, I know California. There's other states that are famous for it, upstate New York, but I did not. I know we've got local breweries here, but... Wine in Florida. Interesting. Yes. I did not know that.
Apparently, the United States is the largest consumer of wine in the world.
That doesn't surprise. Well, that does, because you'd think Italy or, you think some of the European countries.
Yeah, French, they drink water like wine.
Yeah,
wine like water. Like water.
So you've already had a couple.
And where were we?
I don't want to know what's in that coffee cup.
And Florida is the third largest state in consuming wine.
Really? That's interesting.
And I think I've contributed to that total.
Yeah, well, okay. But so this article is the history of wine in Florida. I did not even realize, really, I'm being serious now. Yeah. I did not realize that this Florida had a history in wine, put it that way. Mm. I think of so many other things that were so oranges. I mean, the obvious things that we're so well known for, but I didn't know we had a winery here in the state.
Yes. I know there are several down south as well, down South Florida, but I believe there's one in Niceville, if I remember.
Interesting.
Correctly.
Okay.
So anyway, Hillary is going to contribute an article every month and talk about wines. I imagine she'll focus on local wines, but there's also national wines from around the world. Try and educate us on how to choose a good wine, how to judge a wine.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I think it's fascinating.
I believe the technical term is she's a sommelier, is that the?
I was actually, many, many years ago, was in the Sommelier Society of New York, actually.
Oh.
Yes, there's a reason I'm not in that society anymore. I took the role a little too seriously. In the sampling department. But yeah, I love wine. I love the history of it. And it's like anything, once you get involved, we have a woman here that comes on every week, talks about coins, right? So if you have a passion about something, when you start to go into the history of all of that, and when you start to go into wines and you learn the nuances and the histories of the flavors, and I mean, the difference between, it's not just red and white, but within those categories, there are subtle aromas and tastes and flavors. It's fascinating. I mean, I was very into it. I loved it. It was fascinating.
Yeah. I go most months to a wine tasting at V. Paul's, and they talk about the wines, the grapes, and give a little bit of history on the wine. And it makes it a lot of fun. You have some understanding of exactly what you're drinking, rather than just guzzling it.
Well, I mean, it's all up when you, in the Somali society, when they have little spit buckets. And so when you taste the wine, you swirl it in your mouth, you smell the aroma. There's a whole technique to it. And in fact, you're not supposed to swallow.
What a waste of good wine.
But it's really, the art of tasting wine is very, very specific. It's very, really, especially if you're in a sommelier society. I mean, there's a very...
I don't know if I could go in for that. I'd probably just say, look, fill up the glass. Come on.
Let's go.
Stop being so stingy.
I got all into that because I was very interested in the Beaujolais and the end of the year when they do the new wine just for the end of the year, those kind of things. I found all that a lot of fun. It was very interesting. Yeah. So someone just texted in, and if you've got a question, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you just joined us, talking with Malcolm Ballinger, publisher and owner of Ballinger Publishings. And the question is, where can I find a copy of your magazine?
Well, just about anywhere. But I don't know what part of town that the texter is in, but... there's always copies at places like Joe Paddy's, Richie's East.
It's
talking
free.
About wine.
Right?
It's free.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy a subscription for $14.95 a year or $22.75 for 2 years, and we'll mail it to you.
That's very inexpensive.
But we it's in like over 400 locations. We give it.
I know the visitor centers, if you go out to the beach, they have them out at the Pensacola Beach Visitor Center. The other visitor centers in town have them. So you can pretty much find it. I know Scenic 90 Cafe. I always get mine there on Scenic Highway. So I pick mine up when I go for brunch on Sundays. So that's where it is. So, yeah, and thank you also. She said they sent in a lovely little compliment to me. So thank you for that. That was very sweet.
Oh.
So thank
you. How about me?
You're always. That's just, people just, they know.
Thank you. Now I feel better.
Okay. 850-437-1620. You can send your compliments for Malcolm on the text line. Because he's so humble and demure.
He's getting out of control.
That's true. I'm still impressed that you played golf in the heat yesterday. I got to tell you, hats off to you. I'm impressed. Because that is something that says a lot.
You know, for me... golf is one of the things that when I play, I forget about everything else, any troubles, anything
nice.
that's irritating me. And I just concentrate on golf, and I thoroughly enjoy it. It's sort of, you know, there's certain kinds of music do that for me too, but prolonged 4 or 5 hours on the golf course, even if it is a little warm, I find just, it's great for my... Well, we talk a lot these days about mental health.
Sure.
I think it's wonderful for my mental health.
And physical health. If you're walking, you're outside.
Yes.
You're swinging, you're doing something physical.
I'll usually get over 10,000 steps in playing golf.
Mm-hmm.
And that's over 5 miles. So
yeah.
You're right. That's good for you.
Well,
general health and circulation.
The thing that I love, on Sundays I will see and I'll flip around the channels and I'll see these beautiful golf courses where they're playing tournaments all over the world. And that's the thing, the courses and the clubhouses are always immaculate. There's something so beautiful about
the sport. Well, Osceola Golf Club is not quite to that level, but it is a very nice golf course.
Well, I still think that they're beautiful with the greens and I just think they are.
I had the pleasure recently of playing Pebble Beach. My son and I went out with a group of guys, and I played Pebble Beach twice, actually. I'm still trying to recover from the financial cost of it, but it was golfing heaven. It's just a beautiful golf course.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's like nirvana, I guess.
Nice.
Mm.
Okay, well, someone texted in that they get their copy at Nick's Boathouse.
Oh, yes.
So there you go.
Oh, great.
So I don't know. The person that sent it in said they live in Cantonment. Do you have any places out there, maybe drop-offs out there? Up there?
I don't have the list, obviously, in front of me, but...
Do you have your drop sites on your website?
Yes.
So they could go to the website at ballingerpublishing.com,
yes.
And I'm sure they'll have the different drop points there. You can check it out.
And that's not fully complete,
mm-hmm.
because we just leave copies... all kinds of,
or you can stop by the station. We have copies here.
Oh yeah, or of course my office on Garden Street,
7251 Plantation Road here at the station.
Yeah,
so you could always drop off, come by here and pick one up too. But there is one online. You can get the copy online, which is nice, because then you can just even read it in your phone if you wanted to. So we have a lot of events going on, a lot of things that are happening. It's hard to believe that Pensacola, you would think at some point things would slow down, but it is just not happening. It just seems to be get busier and busier and busier. We still got Bands on the Beach going on tomorrow night. We'll have other. We had that Bands on the Bayou, which was last Friday night. I heard they had a good crowd for that. There's things already coming up, all these events for the fall. So you have to get your calendars out. And we're not even talking about football season yet, which is literally just a few weeks away.
There's so many of these. You're right. There's Gems in the Sand.
Mm-hmm.
I've not heard of that one.
Yeah, which one was that?
That, well, the next one is actually July 25th, which is, oh, that's past.
Yes, well, we're past that already, sir. We are August 1st is this Friday, believe it or not.
Boy, how time flies.
I will tell you, I had on the show the friends from Penn Arts for their show Airness that they did this past weekend. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't sure how I would like it, Malcolm, because it's a show about people that compete in air guitar nationally and internationally. You know, air guitar that you do. You see people do that at a bar when they've had a few. Okay, so that was my reaction. I thought, I don't know. It was the best show, I am telling you. I took a group of friends. We had so much fun. The music and the actors made it so much fun. It was one of the best shows I've seen in a long time in Pensacola. So I just wanted to say that because it was fabulous. A total surprise. My expectations were low. I wasn't sure what it was going to be. They had so much fun with it, and it was so fascinating. And they just did a great group of actors, directed well. It was fabulous. Just fast. So hats off. I just want to say that.
So
it's
is
Monday
that
morning.
Now your new passion, air guitar?
Could be.
Somehow I can't imagine you doing all of those gyrations with an air guitar.
Excuse me. I gyrate with the best of them. Excuse me.
It just doesn't seem to be Meg.
Well, maybe not in the studio.
But the wilder Meg.
I have a side. Everybody's got that side. I mean,
I guess.
Put it this way. I'm not dead yet, okay?
Oh, okay.
I'm not dead yet. Anyway, I just wanted to say hats off to that.
Moving on quickly.
Great theater. So speaking of theater, yes. Pensacola Little Theater Show, Goonies is coming up, I believe, opening this weekend as well, or next weekend.
We did an article several years ago, many years ago, I think, about festivals, and we dubbed Pensacola the Festival City.
It should be.
Which I think it is. There's so many things going on.
Absolutely. Yeah, it really, when you think about it, especially in the fall, we've got the Seafood Festival coming up.
Yeah.
Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival is coming up. So many different things that we can do. So you can't be bored here in any way. You just can't.
No. Always something to do.
There's always something to do here in Pensacola, which is why I love living here. And the very least of it, you take a chair, an umbrella, a cooler, and you go out to the beach and just relax. Take it easy.
But if you, if you want to take it a little bit easier and enjoy a good meal, then you need to read page 22.
Aha.
Eat like a local.
Okay.
We touched on this last week.
We did. We talked a little bit about it. Tell me more.
But there's recipes from well-known restaurants in Pensacola. And
do you have a favorite, Malcolm? A favorite restaurant here in the city? Or maybe narrow it down to three so you don't get into trouble.
Yeah, I don't want to get into too much trouble, but I love Jackson's.
Mm-hmm. Well, my mother used to say, what's not to like?
I just think that I love the people there, Maria and Carly. It's just a great atmosphere. I love to go there. But also their restaurant, Angelina's, is also Tuesday. I shouldn't say this because it's hard to get a seat now, but on Tuesday they have a pizza special.
Oh.
And at Jackson's on Tuesday they have a prime rib special.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
Again, I hate to mention it because when I go, sometimes you just can't get a seat.
Well, that's kind of like Visit Pensacola. We always laugh when we talk about the tourism and developing tourism here. We don't want to develop tourism. Those of us that live here, we're perfectly happy with the crowds we have right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so
we want to stay that best-kept secret in Northwest Florida. So I understand that.
Yes.
That makes sense. But it's Tuesday night pizza night?
At Angelina's is special, yes. And at Jackson's on Tuesday night also.
Well, so
prime rib special.
Being originally from England, it's interesting to me that you would say an Italian and a kind of a known as an American steakhouse, because now English food, the reputation there is rather interesting. I've not gone to England yet. It's on my bucket list, and I've yet to have the food. But I've heard, rumor has it, that English food is not necessarily that tasty. Or maybe it's a different kind of taste.
I think...
saying it nicely.
I think the difference... I don't know the technical reason, but I suspect it's because American food is probably more seasoned than British food, English food, European food.
So can you describe, like, what would be considered a British dish? Like something that's really... what's the word I'm looking for?
Well,
native to your country.
The old roast beef and Yorkshire pud.
The what?
Roast beef and Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, pud, you said.
Pud. Yeah, you Yorkshire pud.
I don't know what pud. That just sounds awful.
Well, you know, my mom would say, Mom, what are we having for dinner? Roast beef and Yorkshire pud.
I love that.
To me, it's incredibly tasty, but you might taste it and say it's a little bland.
Is shepherd's pie considered British?
Oh, very much, yeah.
Because I like that.
Oh, I love
that. They have that at McGuire's.
And steak and kidney pie.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about the steak and kidney pie. I don't know if I've ever had kidney. Is it kidney?
Yeah, it is kidney.
Okay. Because sometimes they'll say it's kidney, but it's really like broccoli or something.
when my mom made it, it was real kidneys.
Did it taste like liver? Kidneys?
Well, in the general scheme of things, it had, if I remember correctly, a little bit of a bitter taste.
Okay.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, okay. What's your favorite?
Glenn used to make roast beef and Yorkshire pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. We look forward to that. But the other great thing that she used to do was trifle.
Oh.
So whenever we went to an occasion where you had to take some food, she would always take the trifle.
Okay, and tell them what trifle is.
It's cream and custard and strawberries and shortbread, just incredibly calorie heavy. But what used to amuse her was it's a dessert. But she would put it out on the table and people would, with their main course, would put trifle on the plate.
Oh, wow.
And that amused her no end.
Oh, funny.
Because it is truly a dessert. I mean, it's so rich.
It's not meant to be a side dish.
Yeah, meant to be an actual dessert, yes.
Oh, okay. I love that. Okay, so if you're interested in some of the recipes, some of the restaurants, you can find that in Pensacola Magazine. And we've got the August issue coming out in about 10 days or so, you said.
With the winner of the pet contest on the cover.
Yes, I can't wait to see that. I cannot wait. Okay, we've got about 30 seconds left, sir.
Boy, time flies, man.
I know. You're so much fun to talk to.
Well, thank you. You
like
too.
Coffee Clutch with Malcolm on Monday mornings.
Well,
we may sound like we're drinking wine, but we actually are not.
Well, we're full of pep and vigor. The week will wear us down, I'm sure, but
no doubt
that weekend we recover and ready to go on Monday.
Okay, all right. We've been listening to Pep Talk with Meg, Malcolm Ballinger, and Ballinger Publishing. We'll be back again with you next Monday, of course. So we're glad that you're here this morning, Malcolm. Hope you have a great day, great
Thank
Monday.
You too.
And we will be back shortly after the news.